Well, right before Obama went on his $4 million trip, and if you were listening at the top of the hour, did you hear that the spacesuits are 35 years old? I wonder how many spacesuits you can buy with $4 million, but that's another story. So right before he leaves on Friday, he holds his last little rock star press conference. And I am so confused about healthcare. I don't think there's anybody that's sure if they're covered or not under this thing that he calls Obamacare, that he wants us to believe is affordable care law, whatever you want to call it this week. But right before he left, let's change one more thing, and then I'm out of here. And when this whole thing blows up, I won't be here. I'm going to be on the beach chilling out. And actually, at one point, he said, well, you know, once I get some sun and I'm sitting on the beach, I'll be inspired and I'll come up with even better ideas. I am so afraid of that. Luckily, to decipher this crazy mess of spaghetti bowl of is it ain't law, whatever, we have C. Stephen Tucker on the line to try to help. Do you speak Obamacare, Stephen?
Yes, because unlike most of the members of Congress, I actually read the legislation.
Oh, no. But I got to say this really quick. And if you follow me on Facebook, Stephanie Trussell or Reagan Mom on Twitter, and I said, Obamacare is like Nancy Pelosi's face. There's very few original parts left. And I know that's going to come out as mean, but I'm just serious. They keep changing this thing every time we turn around. Just when we think we know what's happening, here we go with another delay. So what happened on Friday?
Well, on Friday, Barack Obama, again, illegally, unilaterally and unconstitutionally changed the law again. It's like the 14th time you've done it. And basically now everyone who had their policies illegally canceled because of a random posting by HHS in the Federal Register in June of 2010, that's about 5.6 million policies so far nationwide. And of course, it's just policies we're counting. Each of those policies insures multiple family members. So you're looking at anywhere from 15 to 20 million people who have lost their plan. Well, now, thanks to his magic fiat wand, all of these Americans are exempt from the fine, which we now know as a tax, in 2014 for a year or more. And that great plan that they had, which he said was a substandard plan, they get to buy a substandard plan to replace it, which is called the catastrophic plan, which was usually available for people under the age of 30.
Oh,
now they can get it. And it's got a $6,350 out-of-pocket expense each year per person. So that's great. I'm so happy for all those people.
Well, I'm sure, like me, you listen to his speeches because you have to, and it's hard sometimes to listen to it. But I listened to the wording. He said X amount of people are poised to be insured in January. And to me, that's not a big commitment. Like, that's our intentions. But who knows? Stick around. Something may happen. Something may change.
Yeah, there are a million people right now who have completed an application, and they are not finished yet. And the deadline for 1/1/14 effective date is tomorrow, the 23rd.
Oh, so what's going to happen?
What's happening? Yeah, on a national level, on a local level, for all Illinois residents and any other state that has expanded their ESCA program, let me tell you what's happening now. Remember when the president said if you can keep your children on your plan until you're age 26?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
These poor Illinois families now are going into the exchanges, and they're trying to enroll their kids on their plan. But healthcare.gov is telling them they can't do that, and they're kicking the kids to Medicaid. And why that's happening is because under Blago, we expanded our All Kids Covered program, which is an extension of Medicaid. And usually to get Medicaid in Illinois for a family, they have to make less than $38,000 a year. Well, under our All Kids Covered program, they can make $82,710 a year, and their kids qualify for All Kids Covered.
Oh my gosh.
So healthcare.gov is disallowing them from putting their kids on their plans inside the exchanges, their health plans, and instead kicking them to Medicaid, and then telling them if you want to fix it, you get to fill out two separate applications, one for you and your spouse, in which you can qualify for a subsidy, and one for your children where they don't qualify for a subsidy, either that or you get to enroll them in Medicaid through allkidscovered.com. And, of course, you know, if you have two different applications, that means two different deductibles, right? And two different bills from the insurance company.
My head is, seriously, my head is hurting. How can anybody decipher if they're covered, if they're not under Illinois, under the federal? It seems like, you know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. And it's just, as we've all been saying from the beginning, it's way too complicated. They took on what's too much, much more than they could possibly handle. 312-591-8900. So, as far as our Illinois exchanges and local places where you can go in, have those been running smoothly? I've been kept thinking to myself, I should go in one day and just to see what they look like. Where are they? How do you get to them? I don't even know. But is that the way that's been, has that been going okay if you go into an exchange?
This is the first time in my 20-year career where I've actually had my clients reduced to tears.
Oh, no.
It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have waited 7 to 14 days to get their application done. And then, of course, they lost 11,000 applications. Some of those were people right here in Illinois, which now have to start all over again. But don't worry, the navigators, they'll help you through it.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. I trust
20
that.
20 hours of training. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what blows me away. People, the same hippies in the 60s that didn't trust the government are expecting us to trust all of our information, even though they've admitted there are no firewalls and anybody can go in and get your information. Why would you trust the government with this valuable information? And I walk with a very good friend, and she suffered through breast cancer and survived. And she's talking to me about how she has all these pictures of her breast in her medical files. And I never think about that. And they were just done, obviously, for medical reasons. But do you have any security that that's going to stay secure? You don't feel like, because everything is out, they let anybody with very low clearance get in, like Snowden, anyone, and put your information anywhere. Why would anybody still trust? How are these people still out there saying Obamacare is a good thing? Who are these people? And I just think they're paid people that are people that will just refuse no matter what. I call him president. You know, nobody can blame. He won't take blame for anything. Nothing. He can do no wrong. That's my new phrase for him. President can do no wrong. And it's obvious to everyone now this is a big mess.
Yes, and there is absolutely no security inside these exchanges. So those of my clients that do qualify for a subsidy, I've instructed each and every one of them to purchase LifeLock first. Lock down your social security number and your bank accounts, because it took a white hat hacker a few minutes to download all of these people's personal information, social security numbers, account numbers, bank account numbers, everything right off of healthcare.gov. Even McAfee, the man who owns the virus protection software, said no one should go anywhere near these exchanges, because after they spent $635 million of our money on a no-bid contract to Michelle Obama's friend from Princeton that went to Canada, they built no security in the website. Nothing.
You know, I'm just this mom on the radio occasionally, and twice in the last couple of days, people have asked my opinion about Obamacare, asked me for facts about, well, you know, if I didn't have insurance, and I keep thinking, where were you when they had Stephen Tucker in here explaining what's going on? And I know you get many questions, and you could just be at a basketball game. The other day, I was anonymously just getting a pedicure, minding my own business, reading a People magazine, and this young kid in there, in this like 22, just yelled. He's talking to his girlfriend. He says, Obamacare stinks. He's about to go into medical school, and he goes into a whole thing with the owner of the shop, and they're going back and forth. And I just got to sit back and enjoy it. People are talking about this everywhere.
Yeah, they are. They are. And, you know, what they're talking about is the nightmare that they're experiencing by going inside the exchanges. The people who do not qualify for a subsidy are being approved right through my private link on my website, Blue Cross, in one day. One day. That's it.
Go figure. Well, give out your website, Stephen, so everyone that wants information and they have questions, don't ask Stephanie Trussell at a basketball game. You need to go to this website, because I don't know. It's way over my head. What's your website?
Yeah. The website is smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com, and then click on Insurance Exchange, and you'll see the Blue Cross banner there, the other carrier's banner. These are private exchanges. You go through without a subsidy, and you're approved in 1 to 2 days tops.
And what cracks me up, too, is that everybody has a favorite liberal couple, and they were talking about it with my husband. And they got locked out a couple of times. And when you get locked out, you have to create another email address, because you can only go in once under your email. And these are people that love Obama and care about him. And still, even after all that trials and tribulations, they're still saying this is a good thing, even though they've been locked out and can't even, they're not even sure if they're insured. And that's what is remaining of the original law. So who is still covered under this thing? Is there like a 1-2-3-step answer to that, or is it still just, it's way too complicated to go over in the next couple of minutes?
Well, he's delayed multiple parts. You know,
right.
Employer mandate, he delayed illegally. Now he's given people who have had their policies illegally canceled by his health care law the chance to get a much worse plan than they actually had, right? But you have to understand that people that can get that much worse plan than they already had, the AKA catastrophic plan, they have to qualify for a hardship in order to get that plan, a financial hardship. Well, there's a lot of people that lost their health plans that are not in a financial hardship. They just want their coverage back, and they can't get it.
The coverage that was so bad that they were told that was so bad and subpar, right?
Substandard, right?
Mm-hmm. Substandard, right. Even though they loved it and they liked it, but, you know, you didn't know how, you know, it was bad. You just didn't know it.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got that. You've got the people that are on the risk pool here in Illinois, which was our state solution for those with pre-existing conditions. Those who are not HIPAA qualified, they're losing their coverage. And these are sick people. they're suddenly losing their coverage on December 31st. And if they don't qualify for a subsidy, they're going to pay more than what they were paying. And these are terminally ill people, a lot of them. So it's just a diabolical train wreck, as Max Bock has beautifully described it, one of the chief authors of the law.
Well, tell everybody, we got about 45 seconds, when he always brags about, we are now covering pre-existing conditions. I've heard you say it. People with pre-existing conditions were being covered. Explain how that worked prior to him coming along and waving the magic wand and making it worse.
He did make it worse. Yes, in 35 states, we had high-risk health insurance pools. So these were pools of money like we have in Illinois. It's called IChip, the Illinois Comprehensive Health Insurance Plan. And it's nothing more than a pool of money that the insurers that operate in Illinois contribute to, so that if they deny someone coverage for an individual health plan, they can go to the state risk pool, and they carry a Blue Cross card because Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois is the administrator, and their pre-existing conditions are covered. We had those in 35 states for a long time.
So he didn't invent the wheel. He wasn't the first person to come up with this, and this is what one of the things he brags about, but it's been going on in 35 states, as you said. I appreciate you with such a short notice, Stephen, coming on and explaining it to us. We're up against a break, and I'm sure we'll have you on again the next time he delays or amends another part of this illegally.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Have a good day. Well, we'll be right back after this short break. Don't go anywhere. 89.